tonight, so that's going to force the Cajuns into their normal home whites with red numbers and black trim. And it will be, looks like it's going to be Burton going to the half-court circle to tip off against Holston. And Holston's got a 2-inch advantage over Burton. So it's Holston and Burton. There's the tip, and it's controlled by Burton, but she tipped it out of bounds, and she directed it, so it will be Georgia State's basketball. I'm sorry, it'll be ULL basketball. ULL will get the opening position, so it's going to be Jasmine Thomas to the left side, finds Jalen Gordon. Bounce pass to the top for Seraphine Williams. She'll go right side to Thomas. Thomas over at the top to Gordon, thinks about the three, but loses in her face. Right side to Thomas. She's on the right wing, 15 on the shot. Thomas will dribble to the top, now tries to do a spin move, back over to Gordon, who puts it on the floor. Gordon moves over to the left side, trying to get free. She's not. Lewis is there. She'll take a shot from the elbow and drains it. Jalen Gordon with a two ball, and Georgia State down 2-0 with 9:28 remaining. Here's the Panthers' first possession. Tider comes in off the dribble from Lewis to Henry. Henry sees a lane, now dishes to the opposite side for KK Williams. She moves over to her left, puts up a shot, dances on the rim, and does not fall, but it goes to Tider. Tider puts the put back in. So Tider gets the put back in, and we're knotted at two with 9:10 remaining in the opening frame. Now here's Gordon to the left side for Thomas. Georgia State again in the 2-3 zone. Seraphine Williams right side to Gordon. Gordon thinks about it, now goes back to the top and Thomas. Haven't yet to try and put it inside yet. Now here is Gordon. She's going to drive right baseline. Dishes looking for Miles and went out of bounds off of Kiara Henry. And he'll stay with Lafayette with just 11 ticks remaining on the shot clock. 8:54 on the quarter clock. We're tied at two. Just underway here at the Sports Arena. Thanks for joining us. Now they tried to do a runner for number one Burton, and it will go. Kimberly Burton got it on the inbound play. She puts it in, and it's 4-2. Now Lewis finds Henry in the coffin corner on the right side. Henry picks up her dribble, gets it over to Tider at the top. Tider, one hand pass to KK Williams, left side. KK's going to drive baseline. She'll put up a strong shot, and she will go to the line. And that foul will be addressed to Brittany Miles, I believe. Yes, that's her first, team first. Your referees for today, it's Jody Cantrell leading this crew. He's helped out by Kim Thibault and Ty Bills. Williams' first shot is short. It's off the front end. It's a pink basketball. Not the whole thing, mind you. Just the Wilson logo is pink. So if Williams, who's normally a 76% shooter, could just blame the basketball, but she makes that one. First point of the ball game for KK, and it's 4-3, Lafayette with 8:30 remaining. Thomas to the left side for Seraphine Williams. She had 15 against Southern. That's a career high for the freshman. Now back to Seraphine Williams, who will hoist a three, and it's too strong. And it's Holston with the rebound. Holston pushes up forward to Williams, who comes to the near side and finds Lewis. Now into the corner for Henry. Henry driving, puts up a floater. It's short. Ball will tip to Seraphine Williams. And it's going to go back to Lafayette, up by a point with 8:10 to go. Just can't bring myself to say Louisiana. There's a rainbow three for Gordon, and she drills it home. And it's 7-3 with 8 minutes remaining. That is a point of emphasis for Louisiana University. That they want to be called. Now here's Lewis, drives right side, good. And that makes it 7-5, 7:50 remaining. That's a point of emphasis for this season. For this particular squad, they want to be called Louisiana's Raging Cajuns. And it is a mouthful if you're so used to calling them Louisiana Lafayette. Now, here's Gordon on the left side. She'll put it to the top, and Jasmine Thomas. Again, Thomas and Lewis are kind of like 1-2 in freshman rookie of the year standings. Now, another three from the top from Gordon, but it's listing to the left, and it's going to be another rebound for Holston. Georgia State down by 2, 7-5. They push it up to Kiara Henry. Henry leaves it for Lewis, who decides to come inside, back out to Henry. Henry, left side, swing it to the opposite side for KK Williams. Now she goes baseline, and good! Williams with the basket. She's got three, and we're knotted at seven, with 7:07 remaining. Georgia State has scored the last 4 points. And here is Thomas. Cajuns going right to left as I'm looking at them here in the first quarter and half. Now to Gordon, she's on the right side. Gordon wants to penetrate. She's at the elbow. Back out to Thomas. Thomas goes to the left side. She'll hoist one. Looks good, but it's off the back edge. And another rebound for Holston. Holston's got about three boards here in the early going. Lobbing it in for Tider. Tider spinning in the lane. Puts it up. It's no good. Blocked. But Holston tracks down the rebound before it can go out of bounds. And Georgia State's going to reset with 6:34 on the clock in a tie ball game. No look pass to Titer at the top from Lewis. Over to the left side for Williams. Williams guarded by Tom. Now here's Henry. She takes a long two. It's off the front edge, goes to the back, and drops in. Georgia State wins 6 points in a row, 9-7, and four field goals by four different Panthers. Nice ball distribution for Georgia State here in the early going. Panthers up by two. And we're going to get a touch foul on Kiara Henry. Henry will pick up the touch foul, as I think Gordon was driving. And Jalen Gordon